Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. The LSU Fighting Tigers take on Southeast Louisiana at 6:45 Saturday, September 20th. And Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, joins us to talk about it. Chris, welcome to the show.
No, as always, thank you, Newell. Excited for another weekend. Great to be 3-0.
Absolutely. We come off a 20-10 win over Florida, which was a great win. We created a firestorm. I was watching videos of folks, sports talk radio and other folks in Florida about their performance against the LSU Fighting Tigers. Five interceptions. They want everybody's head out there right now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was not a great performance, obviously, by Florida. And, you know, coming into that game, you had to wonder, and I think we talked about it last week, you know, coming off the loss at home to South Florida, you know, would they come out swinging? Obviously, they did or tried to, but it was pregame. And I think all that did was fire up an already fired up LSU team. So I don't know that that worked all that well, if that was the strategy. But I just think it was the defense. I mean, just from the front, defensive front, the linebacker play, which was incredible considering you lost a couple of guys that you had to backfill and really didn't lose a beat. And then we saw DBU, I think, is back. I mean, these guys are covering receivers. They're allowing the safeties to kind of roam the field, watch the eyes of the quarterback. And frankly, this defense, for whatever reason, Newell took Florida out of the run game. I mean, Jordan Ball is one of the best running backs in the SEC, one of the tops in the country. I mean, he's a spectacular runner. But they decided to go ahead and, you know, put the ball up in the air 49 times. And, you know, I was told a long time ago, when you throw the ball, three things can happen, and two of them aren't good. That's an incompletion and an interception. And so, again, they put a lot of pressure on their quarterback. LSU, in turn, also put a lot of pressure on their quarterback. And it resulted in five takeaways, including a pick six. So I just think, again, I can understand the frustration with Florida because as that game went on, even though it was only a 10-point win, and I know a lot of LSU fans and even the Tigers themselves want to put more points on the board, but that game really wasn't close in the second half.
No. A couple of observations for me, and I want to get your reaction. I thought they revealed their overall team speed, especially on defense, in this game more so than they did in the Clemson game. These guys are lightning, and they were all over the field. And there were two of those interceptions I would have bet money was going to be a completed pass, and then somebody came out of, I don't know where they came from. Even on the replay, it was hard to tell where they came from and jumped in front of the ball and intercepted it.
You know, it's interesting because I went back and obviously watched the game film, and, you know, there were several, including all five interceptions, where I actually slowed it down pre-snap. And last night on Coach Kelly's radio show, I asked him, I said, you know, it's interesting because on all five interceptions, there was a four-man rush, which meant, again, if you're the offense in Florida, you're thinking, okay, I got a four-man rush here. We've got an advantage at the line of scrimmage. Why aren't we using Jordan Ball, our running back? And instead, they put the ball in the air. And his point to me was it was because they were so uncomfortable, because they picked their spots when they sent Harold Perkins, when they sent a full-on blitz. And they had DJ Lagway so completely uncomfortable that even when they only rushed four, he still was sped up. And he still didn't realize that LSU had the numbers. I mean, you go look at the A.J. Halsey interception, I think, is a perfect example. A.J. Halsey at the snap of the football looks like a center fielder waiting for the swing. He's just sitting there. He's watching DJ Lagway. He knows all his guys have the receivers on the field covered. He just wants to know which way he's going with the football. As soon as he saw him throw it just inside the far side hash, easy pickings. He just jumps up, jumps in front of the route, and the rest is history. And, again, I think that is why this LSU defense is so impactful because, yeah, they can get after the quarterback. And we saw that a couple of times when Lagway was running for his life, throwing off his back foot for an incompletion. But it's because they just don't know every snap what's coming and where the pressure's coming from. And that's an overall building result. In a given game. And I think, again, that's why I don't think the second half really wasn't worried at all, even though they only had a 10-point lead. Florida just was unable, that is, to really have any semblance of flow to offense.
Yeah. You know, I've described to you how I get emotional. And when we lost our linebacker for allegedly spearing, I was like, oh, man, don't tell me. Here we go. You know, the house of cards has come tumbling down. You know, what next? Because it happened so early in the game. It was like, you know, what's coming our way this time?
Yeah, it was a big loss. I mean, you're only 2.5, not even completely 2.5 minutes into the game in the first quarter that you lose the heart and soul of your defense, one of the team captains in weeks on a play that, again, there was no malicious intent. There was no launching.
No.
There was contact with the crown of the helmet, so I know it checks that box. But again, you know, last night I took some time to ask Coach Kelly. I said, hey, are the coaches – again, we understand why targeting was enacted as a penalty, and we understand concussions. We understand CTE. We're all trying to make the game safer. And I think that rule, when it came in, really changed the way guys coaching, the coach tackling, the way the guys – go about tackling, and I think it's done its job. However, in that play, Tamarcus Cooley actually got the ball carrier kind of around the shoulders and was starting to, you know, begin to slow him down. Witt comes flying in. He thinks he's probably going to hit him in the midsection with his helmet, but because Cooley and him were battling, his head dropped down. Suddenly you have what I consider incidental helmet-to-helmet contact.
Sure.
So I asked Coach Kelly, I said, is there any thought to going back to the old face mask penalty where there was the face mask for 5 yards and then the flagrant face mask was 15 yards? And make that so that, again, if there's launching, if there's a malicious intent, and I know that's gray, but we all kind of know when a guy is speared, to use your term.
Sure.
Should that be the penalty plus the disqualification and maybe incidental contact with the helmet? If only one of the three factors are involved and it happens to be helmet to helmet with the crown, can we kind of look at that and say, okay, look, that's a 15-yard penalty, and one more of those and you're disqualified? Because I think it penalizes guys who certainly Whit Weeks was not out trying to hurt that player. It just happened to be their bodies were in the same position where their helmets made contact. But I digress from that just simply because Devon Keyes, what a performance. Wes Weeks, his older brother, what a performance. Both of those guys with career-high tackles, 15 and 12 respectively. We saw Tylan Singleton, a young player. He played very well. We even saw Zach Weeks, the youngest Week brother. So, you know, Coach Kelly told us this summer this team is got a lot of depth, and it was on full display, at least at the linebacker position, on Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I hate to see that happen to Weeks, but when you create that opportunity for others to kind of shine, and they did, that pays off tenfold, I think, further down the season. Because they know they can do it, and they did it against top talent.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think that's the silver lining, as you put it, is that, you know, I don't think there's going to be any – again, you don't want to see Whit Weeks or Harold Perkins or any of those guys have to leave the game for whatever reason. But I think everybody feels a little bit better that, man, Coach was right. They really do have some depth. And, you know, I'm liking the linebacker position specifically, Newell, to kind of the problem Jay Johnson has with his baseball team every year, it seems, which is you got guys who can play and play at a very high level. And there's only so many snaps you can give them. And how do you manage right. that? So I expect to see maybe a little more rotation as we get deeper into the season, because again, the competition's going to get tougher, but it's a good feeling to think, there's not a big drop off, regardless of who you plug in there at linebacker. And for that matter, so far, I like what we've seen with the combinations up front defensively. And then the guys we've seen on the back end. I mean, look, Deshaun Spears won two awards this week, SEC Defensive Player of the Year and the Nagurski Defensive Player of the Week. And Deshaun Spears is a guy who's platooned a little bit at that safety position. So all he needed was a big game like that to boost his confidence, because we know he has the talent and skill set. So, I mean, the depth is everywhere on this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep. Let's talk about offense. A lot of Tiger Land is upset that we're not putting more points on the board. If what they're talking about with Garrett Nussmeier, the oblique injury, I've had something very similar to that. It is incredibly painful, depending on what motions stimulates that shot of pain. And if it's the twist of the body while you're throwing the ball, there's no way you can throw it without anticipating the grimace, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other piece, is that this injury goes back to, I think, fall camp, which, you know, it's been slowly getting better, and it's kind of like the old high ankle sprain. It's not really a treatment. I mean, they obviously do treatment, but it's more of the pain content. How much pain can you handle? But, you know, I was talking to Coach last night, you know, off air, and I said, yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, just right now, go find a football or pick up something and throw like a quarterback, and you're going to see where that part of the body, just in that motion, is going to be at the very least uncomfortable. Not to mention trying to twist and turn and get away from 300-pound guys coming at you at full speed, and on top of that, sometimes getting hit. The good news is after practice yesterday, Coach Kelly said, you know, Garrett said he felt like he did last year, like he really thinks that injury or that pain or that uncomfortability is gone. So that's good news. But I don't think there's any question, and Coach talked about it last night. They know they got to score more points. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't like using the transitive property when looking at future matchups, but you do have to look and realize that, you know, Arkansas lost a game last week and they scored 35-plus points. you got to look that Vanderbilt demolished South Carolina at their place, scoring over 40 points. You know, since the loss in week one, Alabama's putting up 50-plus points. So I'm not saying that that's what they're going to be able to do against LSU's defense. The hope is obviously you don't let them do that. But even at best, I don't know that 20 points a game is going to get you where you want to go. So they're well aware of that, and we'll see if how big an improvement with Garrett feeling closer to 100%, because we know what he's done. We saw him do it last year, you know, throwing for over 4,000 yards and a boatload of touchdowns. So hopefully that'll be the thing. I know a lot of people talked about maybe let's let him sit out this week. I agree with Coach. I think he needs to get out there. He needs to build that camaraderie and that kind of mindset with his players. And hopefully, if things go the way LSU wants it to, we'll get to see some of the other younger players and other players come in. But I think he needs some snaps, and I think he needs some big wins, big individual plays, before they head up and take on a team in Ole Miss that you kind of expect is going to put some points on the board.
Chris, you watch a lot of college football. I do as well. I don't know. I get a sense they've allowed DBs to get away with a lot this year. I mean, there's a lot of hands-on down the field. And if you watch the LSU receivers over the last couple of games, they seem to have been, really frustrated by that, and very few calls.
Yeah, I mean, I go back to the Louisiana Tech game because we look at that game and we go, wait a minute, we didn't score a lot of points and we didn't really hit a lot of big, deep throws. Well, we tried a bunch, or more so than we did against Clemson, obviously, and more so than we did against Florida. But there were times where, you know, our guys had beaten the defender and they just grabbed and pulled them down and did get the penalty in that case. You know, I've talked to a lot of guys who played the game because I've seen the same thing you do, a lot of hand fighting. Between the receiver and the defensive back, and then you go, okay, well, when does it rise to the level of the flag coming out? And most people feel like if the offense and defense are both kind of getting position, setting their balance with their hands, if you will, at least that's what they claim, and the defender is looking back at the ball or back right at the line of scrimmage, they'll kind of let that go. Now, if you're full bore, your back is to the quarterback and you're just handful of jersey or grabbing arms, that's probably the most blatant time you'll see a flag come out. But I agree. I mean, they're letting them play a little bit. And I think most players, whether you talk to a guy who's played defense like Brandon Taylor, who does our broadcast with us, or Jacob Hester, an offensive guy, they'll kind of say, you know what, I can live with that. It's just the more blatant I'm beat and I'm just grabbing and holding on that usually draws the flag. So I agree with you. There's plenty of contact, but I think that's kind of what – I think that's the emphasis for the officials these days.
Yeah, yeah. So Southeast Louisiana comes in. There's been a lot of talk about whether or not Garrett will play. Your thoughts?
No, I think he will. I mean, Coach Kelly has said as much. And,
yeah.
And he looked excited, you know, both at his press conference yesterday and then also when he arrived for the radio show that, you know, Garrett feels good. He really feels like himself for the first time in practice this week. And I think for that reason, and also what I said earlier, is why he's going to play. Now, hopefully he doesn't have to play very long. You want to see him go in there, be super efficient, and maybe put the game out of reach, you know, hopefully at least by the early third quarter, and then get to see Van Buren and some other guys. And not just Nussmeier. I mean, you don't want to have, you know, if it's a lopsided game, you certainly don't want to have Harold Perkins and Whit Weeks and you know, you're going to let some young guys play. That's the plan. But I think he certainly is going to start because I think it's more of a detriment, Newell, if he sits out a week and then has to ramp up and go to Ole Miss next week on the road.
Southeast Louisiana, I think, is did I read somewhere that they're kind of beat up a little bit as well?
That's what I've gotten, but you know, it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, I watched both of their games, quick clips of their last two wins, and the guys that have done the majority of work for Coach Selfo are the guys that are on the field. Now, I don't know exactly what's happened this week in practice, but I don't know that to be a major factor. I expect both of their quarterbacks to go, which they use kind of a dual quarterback system, one that throws a lot more and one that runs a lot more. So I don't know. But I know the plan for Coach Selfo is to get in there, go out and compete and do what Southeastern does, because just trying to change a game plan because you're playing the third best team in the country on their field is not a smart idea, because they got a lot of football left to be played, and they were a preseason pick number 3 in the Southland Conference, which is a very competitive football league. So you just want to go in and do what you do, and the same stuff you're going to do next week or the week after when you start Southland Conference play, and hope you come out injury-free, and take that check, go home, and have a smile on your face.
No doubt for sure. Well, we look forward to the game Saturday night, and look forward to listening to you as well. Always enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you, Newell. Always enjoy being on the big one. You guys have a great weekend, and go Tigers.
Thank you, sir. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. When we come back, folks, after the break, we'll visit with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. They're out west. They're playing the Seahawks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.